Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for taking time in your schedule to share these next few minutes together as we seek the Lord and His goodness. But before we go into what the Lord has placed on my heart, I'd like to just pray for you. Father, I thank you for new listeners. I thank you, Lord, for regular faithful listeners. Lord, I thank you for members of the UCM family, those who receive my monthly letters. I thank you for those, Lord, who have never written. And Lord, you know my prayers. Embrace them all as I spend time with you every day. And Father, I am praying for your very, very best in their lives. Father, we know we are in warfare. We're in the last days. The enemy has just gone about and continues to go about as a roaring lion. But Father, we thank you that the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. And Father, we are under your banner, and the banner of the Lord is love. You've brought us to your banqueting table. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you for every listener right now. I pray, God, that you know their intimate, deepest needs. You know the prayer requests they have shared with others, and you know the deepest needs that they've not spoken to anyone about. And Father, I thank you that your love for us is so great. And Lord, you want us to have your very best. You want us to avail ourselves of that abundant life that Jesus has given to us. And so, Father, we ask you to do what is necessary. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Help us to love you more. Help us to love your word. Help us to be all that you would have us be in the times in which we are now living. I rebuke the works of darkness, the attacks of Satan, and I release the anointing of God to destroy the yoke. I release God's provision, God's help, God's wisdom, God's mercy and grace. In the mighty and wonderful name above every name, that name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, beloved, as I've been seeking the Lord, I know we're living in such difficult times, and so many of God's people are going through some very difficult battles, or perhaps God has brought you out of them. I know as I read the letters, I know it's been a very difficult year, and there is now joy beginning to dawn as you see God move and answer prayer. But we know that because we are in the last days, these are perilous times. And Jesus warned us about it. We don't have to be in surprise. We don't have to be in confusion. But the resources he has given to us, the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, the absolute inerrancy of the Word of God, the very strength and integrity of God's own character and nature gives us reason to rejoice. And Father, we know our time on this earth is very limited. Whether you take us home by the rapture or by death, we will be with you, and we thank you for that, Lord. There's nothing more important, more greater than that revelation and knowledge. And so, Father, thank you for strengthening us as our days are, so shall our strength be, your word tells us. And so, Father, I release strength, not just spiritual strength, but mental and emotional strength, physical strength, Lord, for your beloved, that they can carry on, that they can persevere, that they can continue in the path that you have laid before them. Father, we know it is not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. And so, Father, we thank you for that enabling. We thank you, Lord, for your intervention. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God who meets all of our needs. Lord, your word is very simple. There are profound, tremendous mysteries in it. But the message of the gospel is simple. And Lord, we stand on that scripture now. You meet, will meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory, which are unlimited, illimitable. There is no height, depth, breadth, anything, God, that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for your anointing. We ask, God, that those who are having difficulties in their lives, Father, that you will even use these simple words of the thoughts you'd have me to share as we begin today and tomorrow, as long as you would have, that, Lord, we will seriously take it to heart, sincerely desire to love and seek you, and with all of our strength, love and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I've often had the thought that God brings very special people to be a part of this ministry. I can say that without any hesitation regarding my UCM family. They're some of the most precious, wonderful people. But also, because they are as precious as they are, because they are so devoted to the Lord, it seems at times the enemy strikes even harder. And it's not a lack of submission or disobedience or sin in our lives. Sometimes that can be the case. God wants to get our attention. But in many times, it's because of that very zeal for the Lord, the enemy will do everything he can to discourage and bring depression and bring a sense of failure. And I just want to simply share a few scriptures that will, by the Lord's grace and with his help, give you new insight and new hope and new encouragement and faith to continue to press on. You've come this far in the Lord. Let's not any of us even consider giving up. Shall we do that? And so the subject I'd like to talk about is consecration. And I believe that's a very important subject to the Lord's heart. He says in his word, to me, it's one of the scariest scripture. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in thy name. We've done many good works. And Jesus would say to them, depart, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And so, beloved, while he knows the weakness, the failings of our flesh, he knows, and I believe we can have assured salvation, knowing that if we always put Jesus first, if we all, even if we fall, if we continue to give up, not to give up, and allow the Holy Spirit to give us the desires of the Lord and love for the Lord, to increase that and to desire to persevere in whatever God would have for us in our lives, that is a pleasing sacrifice. He knows our shortcomings. Look at his disciples. Look how he bore with them. They denied him. They turned from him. When he hung on the cross, there was only his mother and a few women and John who stood there in his final hours. So God is wanting those who will love him to the best measure of their ability, love him back with that limitless agape love whereby he has loved us. And you know, if someone's not a Christian, well, they can think about it, they can debate, they can decide whether or not they will become a Christian. But if so, you know, they're in the valley of decision, if you will. But once a person decides to be a Christian, then it is my thought and belief there's no longer room for discussion as whether Jesus Christ shall have preeminence in his life. As you really read the Gospels carefully, Jesus said so many things. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looketh back, is fit for the kingdom. He talks about so many things that, you know, if you love father, mother, brother, sister, better than me or more than me, you're not worthy of me. Those are some really rather strong and perhaps even harsh statements, but Jesus was trying to describe, because of the greatness of the love that he has for us, the greatness of the Father, the Holy Spirit, all of them, that they were willing to agree on the plan of salvation before the worlds were created. How amazing. And yet, because they have foreknowledge, knowing the things, the grief that Jesus would suffer in many ways, spiritually, emotionally, not to mention physically, the most horrific form of death, crucifixion, not immediate, but long and torturous, not to mention the ridicule and the sense of abandonment he felt with his Father for those few moments. Beloved, we don't know how great the love of God is. And so, for a Christian, there should be no question about willing to consecrate and surrender all that we are to him, simply because of the love wherewith he has loved us. And, you know, it's one thing to make Jesus Savior just as well. It's like fire insurance from hell. It's another thing to be willing to say, Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life. You know, there's a passage in Revelation that is amazing. It goes on to say, whoops, I better get the right chapter 19. And it says, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His name is called the Word of God. Verse 15, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is Jesus. He came as a suffering servant, as a meek lamb the first time. But when he comes, he will come to tread the winepress of God's wrath and judgment upon all those who would not yield their lives, yield their hearts to the great salvation that is being offered to them. And so, beloved, it's a very important and it's a serious matter, but my time is gone, and tomorrow we're going to go a little bit further in this subject. We've barely gotten started. I love you, and I pray for you every day, and if you have needs, if you want to be more yielded to the Lord, if you know that you haven't fully consecrated yourself to the Lord, I invite you to write. The announcer would give our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,